Monday. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, I want to look at two more of the Jesse Tree symbols today and a little bit about those stories. And those two symbols, the one is a symbol of the promised land. And it really is another one of those covenantal moments. We are thinking about the passage of history. We think about, remember, Noah's Ark? We have that promise of God, the first covenant. I will not destroy the earth. And the second covenant is the promise of life and land. I will send you to a land of milk and honey. Huh? That's the promise given to Abraham. And God also promises to Abraham, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. So those are our two symbols. The symbol of the promised land, which if you're using the link I posted, will be a symbol of a tent and a camel, and then a beautiful starry sky for Abraham's promise, for God's promise to Abraham. So let's think a little bit about where we get these two stories from. In Genesis 12, God said to Abraham, go from your country, from your people, and from your father's household to the land I will show you. There I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. And I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. That's a big deal, isn't it? God saying he's going to bless everyone through Abraham. And so Abraham travels to this land, the special land that we're going to know in our own time as Israel. And God says to Abraham, to your offspring, to your descendants, I will give this land. And so there he built an altar to God. And the second part, the second one that we're looking at today, is of course about Abraham being promised many, many, many children. So in Genesis 15, we hear the story. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me, since I remain childless? And the God said, I will send you a son who is your own flesh and blood, who will be your heir. And then he took him outside and he said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. And then said, so many shall your offspring be. Offspring means children and your children's children. Well, today, in our own time, we talk about the Abrahamic faiths. And there are three Abrahamic faiths. Can you guess which ones they are? That's right. First, the Jewish people are Abrahamic. So the Jewish people regard themselves as the heirs of Abraham, the descendants of Abraham. And then, if we travel forward some time a bit, we get the next faith. That's right, that's us, the Christians, beginning about 2,000 years ago with the birth of Christ and those of us who follow Jesus. And we also see ourselves as Abrahamic, and we see Father Abraham as our distant ancestor. And the third faith? Ah, that's right, it's Islam. Muslims also regard themselves as children and descendants of Abraham. And in fact, when they go on pilgrimage on the Hajj to Mecca, they believe that what they're partly going on pilgrimage to is the site of Abraham's home. So, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, that's a lot of people around the world, more numerous than the stars. We are all descendants of Abraham. Let's pray now. Lord, Perhaps today we might pray for peace in the Middle East, in that land you gave to your people. Pray for peace, especially between Muslims and Christians and Jewish people. We all acknowledge you as one God, and we all look back to Father Abraham as our father in faith. And we ask for your blessing on each of us, that our hearts may be filled with the love of peace and with the desire to do your will in the world. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.